This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So it's after 5 o'clock on a Friday. That means if you've got them, you can drink them. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 5:04 in St. Louis right now. State Representative Wendy Houseman is joining us on the guest line. Representative, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Very good. I appreciate you making the time on a Friday to talk to us. I know you've got a lot of stuff going on. Hey, by the way, I just noticed, and I'm sorry I didn't say anything about this before, but I just noticed you got to spend some time this morning with one of my favorite people, former St. Charles City Mayor Sally Faith.
I did. I love her so much. She's such a sweet lady, and she's been an inspiration to me for so long.
That was awesome. She wrote a book a few years ago that said, "I'm losing my memory, I'm not losing my mind." And it's a great perspective in talking about people who are living with dementia, and especially early dementia, because she's very frank in the book and talks about things that said, hey, there are questions that you may want to ask, and you may be like, well, I don't want to talk about anything because I'm sure they don't want to talk. She said, no, bring it up. Let's talk. Like, we want to get that out there and don't dance around it. So I thought that was really great.
Yeah.
So I just saw that and I was like, hey, kudos for you and Representative Violet for hanging out with her today.
Yeah, it was our pleasure. We got to talk to her about a little bit about what she did and what she could remember whenever she was a state representative. And so she enjoyed it, you know, just having those conversations with us as well. So,
you know, people are probably thinking, you know, you finished session, you did special session, that's over. You guys will have a short veto session where I don't think anybody expects a whole lot to happen, but you don't really get kicked back up again until January. So they think it's the summer. You guys are probably taking the summer off. Man, it seems like you are burning rubber all summer long. I've seen you kind of be a little bit of everywhere on social media. How many different conferences and things have you been to so far this year?
Well, in the last like I said, 2 or 3 weeks, I've been at least 4.
Wow.
So not to mention the other, I've been traveling around the state, you know, visiting with other members of the body. So I've been all over the place. So, yeah, that's true. I've been to Kansas City. I've been to D.C., went to the White House, and then we went to Summer Caucus in St. Louis. And then we had ALEC in Indianapolis. So it's been a... I haven't unpacked yet.
So for people who aren't familiar with ALEC, tell us a little bit about what is ALEC.
Well, ALEC is the American Legislative American Legislative Exchange Council, and it was a conference. And so basically it's a nonpartisan organization of state legislators who are dedicated to limited government, free market, and federalism.
So people from all over the country come there. And we had a huge St. Charles County contingent that actually went to that this year.
We did. Several of our members from St. Charles County came and got to learn new things and, you know, just kind of like collaborate with other states. And it's a, I mean, we get ideas, and because many of the other states, you know, have the same issues that we have. So, you know, they have workforce shortages. They have education reform issues. They have border security problems. And so it's kind of like a place where we can just come together and kind of talk about it, what works for them, what works for us, and just kind of collaborate.
Are you noticing anything different from what you're hearing from fellow legislators around the country than what you hear here in Missouri?
Well, I think a lot of, like, we got to listen to Linda McMahon, who is the United States Secretary of Education. She spoke with us, the Missouri delegation, when we went to the White House in Washington, D.C. And she also mentioned, when we were in Indianapolis and speaking, about the Missouri delegation and how she was impressed with some of the things that Missouri is doing. And so it was kind of neat to hear her, you know, remember all of us, and we had just been there. And, you know, she's like, we're working, you know, across the aisles, you know, to try to get some things done in Missouri. And so they kind of want to emulate that across the nation.
When you're talking about policies that people are talking about putting into place, what are the big issue areas? What are the areas that people are seeing the most excitement, I guess, for lack of a better term?
Well, I think the fact that we got get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Rid of the capital gains tax. I think that was big. I actually got to meet a gentleman by the name of Stephen Moore, who is an economist, and he talks, you know, he's a commentator on Fox. I saw him across the way at ALEC, and I was like, wow, I know that guy. And seen him a lot on television. So I was kind of, you know, starstruck. But we got to talk to him and had a, you know, one-to-one conversation. And, you know, he was really impressed of, you know, what we're doing in Missouri and how we're, you know, working to get rid of the income tax. And, you know, just really going in a great direction for the state of Missouri.
What are the issues that you are working on this summer while you're out there trying to get ready for session next year? What are the big hot topics that are burning for you?
Well, I think one of the big topics, since I'm the chairman for government efficiency committee in the House, you know, we're trying to, you know, get some things that are working with accountability and transparency and, you know, trying to figure out what is working and what's not and how we can be a little bit more efficient with government taxpayer dollars.
What makes a doge at the state house different from like Elon Musk and what he did in D.C.? Because, I mean, in D.C., we can always just print more money. We shouldn't, but that's what they do. So in Missouri, you can't do that. I mean, you're limited on that.
We cannot.
So we've got to have a balanced budget every year, right?
Yes, we do. And we're kind of, you know, I was on the budget before, and, you know, that was a big issue for me. And that's why when I stepped down from budget and moved to government efficiency, you know, I was really excited because I thought, well, yeah, this is an opportunity for me to actually, you know, see some things that I noticed. Hey, why are we doing, you know, some of these things, and why are we not doing it a different way? And so it's given me an opportunity to, you know, start looking into that. And, you know, I'm going to have a meeting with the governor to try to figure out, you know, what direction he wants to go, because this is a new position for me. So I'm trying to still figure it out and, you know, figure out what the governor wants to do, because I think that's important that we work together as a team.
Have you had marching orders so far about, hey?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So how many people are on our governmental efficiency? Are we calling it DOGE or are we not calling it that?
No, it's actually COGE, because it's the Committee on Government Efficiency.
COGE, okay.
We have several members. Like I said, I have only actually had one meeting with them, so I've not had, you know, a whole lot of opportunity to meet with the whole committee yet. So I'm hoping to get, you know, I'll get to do that next session, because the former chair was Representative Ben Baker.
Yeah.
And so he was appointed by President Trump to be the director of rural development in Missouri. And so when he stepped down, then they said, hey, Wendy, would you like this? And so it was something new for me. So, you know, I'm just kind of like learning and kind of talking to different people right now just to try to figure out what direction we're going to go.
You've been a big child advocate going mm-hmm. forward and or through the past. Are there big bills that you have coming up? Because you got a lot of legislation passed this past year that the governor signed into law.
I did. I'm still working on my sex trafficking bill, that if someone is, you know, go to the voters, but if a person is found guilty of sex trafficking a child, then they will go to jail for life. And life meaning the their duration of one's life, not just, a, you know, 25 years, it would be life. So that one is something that I'd really like to see go through. We'd have one of the strongest legislations in the nation. Arizona is the only one that actually has it right now. And so I'd like for Missouri to, you know, take that big leap. But I have a few other ones that I'm working on. They went through committees, but they didn't get through last year. So I think I'm going to, you know, work on those. And I think that's the great thing about us having, you know, different committees. Whenever we have a piece of legislation, it has to go through so many stages and it improves it. And so after it goes through the stages in the House, then it has to go to the Senate and do the same thing. And so this will be like the third time my bill's gone through, you know, trying to get it through, you know, that I've sponsored it again. So hopefully, you know, we'll get some more through, some good ones to help children.
I know it's a little bit of inside baseball, and I hope you don't mind me bringing it up, but you are running for leadership in the House this year.
I am.
What position are
I'm
you running
for? Floor leader.
Tell me. So it is floor leader. Tell me.
It is floor leader, yes.
For those who don't know this process, how does the process of getting into leadership in the House actually go?
Well, this is I will be going into my third term. So I have to finish my second term. And then at the end of that, then I can run for my third term. And then I have to, the body will vote for me. And there's a few other gentlemen that I'm running against. Great gentlemen. I think very highly of them. I just think that I could, you know, I bring a lot of value to the body and I have a lot of experience in leading. And so I think I would be, you know, a really good person in that position.
So that won't be until January of 27?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
But I'm already starting. I'm already working hard and talking with people. And, you know, I think I have a good chance.
So for people who want to stay up with you, what's the best way for them to follow Wendy Houseman?
You can go to wendyhouseman.com.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time. I know you've got an event that you have to be at here in just a little bit. So thanks for working us in today. And I look forward to watching your leadership journey as we move forward.
Well, thanks, Mike. I so appreciate you.
That is State Representative Wendy Houseman joining us. You know, your state reps, they say it's a part-time gig. And it is in the way that they're there Monday through Thursday, January through most of May. But what you find out quickly after you become a state representative, it's a 12-month job. And you end up having to do a whole lot of other stuff once you're not in session. Being in session is one thing, but there's a lot else that is on your plate that you have to do, especially if you want to be an effective legislator for the state of Missouri. Speaking of the state of Missouri, Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger, along with Senator Adam Schnelting, held a forum today on senior abuse that I got the opportunity to attend. We are going to talk to the Lieutenant Governor on the other side. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Hope you're having a great Friday and your weekend is starting off well. Like we said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 5 o'clock here. So drink them if you've got them is what we're going to do. Traffic's on the way. We'll talk to the Lieutenant Governor on the other side of 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.